Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. We're talking about how to officially cold call. Everybody thinks cold calling is such a dirty word. It's not. As we said yesterday, we've closed $80,000 in business in the first 3 days of this month off of cold calling. So for those of you who think it doesn't work, think again. You might just be doing it wrong. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy. Anybody besides ePay Policy is too much of a headache for agents to deal with. You got all these rules, regulations, restrictions, don't want to do business with insurance agents. ePay Policy was built just for us, so they are the answer to the problem you have been having. Go over to theinsurancedream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing, get you hooked up with ePay Policy. With ePay, you can speed up your reconciliation, bind policies faster, and provide an experience that your customers will love that won't give you any headaches. Again, go to theinsurancedream.com, services for your agency, payment processing. We appreciate ePay for the sponsorship of today's episode. So on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about how to efficiently cold call, because there's a lot of ways. If you're picking up an actual phone and you're punching in an actual number and you don't know who you are calling and you're doing it all by yourself, you're doing it wrong, okay? So how do we efficiently cold call? Well, we're going to talk tomorrow about how to use a power dialer, but that's point number one, is get a power dialer, okay? I've got these allergies that are just killing me. Has been for like 2 weeks now. If you listen to this podcast every day, you know that. I have been coughing and sounding weird for a couple of weeks, so I apologize about that. But, you know, we're going to talk about today the mixture. So yesterday we talked about how to come up with the perfect cold call script. That's really key piece number one, because if you get on the phone and you start, you know, stumbling and muttering and you're just going to get hung up on. It's a completely fruitless and pointless venture to try and take yourself on if you don't have a good script. So go check out episode 243 if you haven't already. But today we're talking about how to officially cold call. So there's two ways that we do it here at our office. The first one is with virtual assistant telemarketers. And we've got a couple episodes back. We talked to Eugene over at Trained Telemarketers. And they do $3 an hour with 15 guaranteed leads per week off of 20 hours. So you could say, you know, $60 will get you 15 leads. That's a pretty cheap lead source, folks. So that needs to be part of the equation. You can't do all of this stuff yourself. You don't have enough time in the day. And once you get some stuff in your pipeline, you're going to create an airlock for yourself unless you have somebody else just dialing, right? So go check out episode 238, how to hire a telemarketer for $3 an hour. That's another key piece of how to efficiently cold call. So what do? You still need to be cold calling if you are the experienced agent and you are looking to fill your client reservoir, right? You want to add clients to your agency. You want to grow and you need to be calling yourself. The reason is because your virtual assistants are going to capture one side of this, you know, who you're looking for, right? So like for me, we do business to business. So oftentimes what we find is the virtual assistants are really good with the owner operators who answer the phone, maybe, you know, smaller operations. But when people get up to having more complex needs in their insurance requirements, it's going to take a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more history, you know, situational awareness, certificate holder requirements, different things like that to really properly get this thing rolling. And you are going to want to chase the proverbial elephants, the big businesses, the people with 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 employees. You're going to want to be the one to talk to those people. The maybe owner operators have an employee or two. The telemarketers will do fine with those. But you know, the key here is to have a mixture. Have your virtual assistants calling, have you calling. Set aside time in your week, just like you do with any other task that you have to do. Make sure that you are able to continually cold call unless you have something pressing like a policy you're issuing or negotiating on or talking back and forth with underwriters, stuff like that. That can all be, you know, taking the lead on your personal pipeline, but you always want to be regularly setting aside time to call the bigger guys and have your virtual assistants call the smaller folks. So that is a key to efficiently cold call. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to use a power dialer, how to get the information in the power dialer, where you get the information from. That'll be tomorrow, Friday, episode 245. So tune in for that. But this has been your daily insurance meditation.